You're listening to the Chick Chat Podcast with hosts Danielle and Sarah. Let's get to it. Fuck yeah.
All right. Welcome back to the Chick Chat Podcast. I'm your host, Danielle, with the gorgeous, beautiful Lena, bestie of mine, Sarah Murray.
Hello.
It's actually,
hi, chickies.
It's Murray. I hope all of you know that. Murray.
Murray.
But I say Murray. She calls me Danielle. I say Sarah Murray.
I know. I like it.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
Gives it a little twist, a little flair.
Oh, yes.
Nothing wrong with that.
Oh, yes. So, you're good week?
I am good. Honestly, last week was pretty good. Went to some fun concerts, dance class, didn't cry, so that was good.
True, yeah, yeah.
My drab, though, is that I, from said dance class, I kind of nicked a little something in my back.
Oh, no.
But
you know what's weird? I was actually thinking about your back problems for some odd reason today.
So to give
an intuitive thought.
Yeah, I have a weird kind of back. To give you a little backstory to the listeners, I like popped a rib out like a couple months ago, so I had to start going to chiro. The joint was like a little
here.
Out.
It's like up in your back. Eh?
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. And ever since Danielle told us about buffalo back, I'm like paranoia.
I'm so paranoid.
I honestly like, I don't even want to sit down anymore because I'm scared I'm gonna start hunching. But anyway, so I was seeing a chiropractor to kind of fix that. And then from said dance class, it kind of triggered it again. But I kind of refused to go back to my chiropractor because last time I was there, he made fun of my sweater and I
That's
kind
of rude.
So offended. It was like, I was wearing one of those teddy sweaters, you know, when they were all the rage in the fall.
Yeah.
And he said I looked like the dog wagon from Dumb and Dumber.
Okay, that's so mean.
I know. I actually died. Like, it's actually funny. It's like, really funny. But well, I'm like, you know what, Tim? Fuck yeah. I'm not going back.
I think my chiropractor actually made a comment about my intensely ripped jeans before. So after that, I was like, okay.
Who are these judgy?
You know, like dad jokes.
Yeah, dad jokes galore.
Like,
can you guys just fucking stick to cracking and just leave
just
the fashion alone? You guys just wear running shoes and fucking golf pants. Like,
literally a fucking khaki and a polo.
Yeah.
With a sneaker.
Really? You're fucking Joan Riversing us now?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Anyways, that's all I have to say for today.
Okay. Well, for me, my good week, I think I will say, I was traveling. I was in Vancouver, which was like a nice reprieve from the shitty GTA weather. Also, today, which was fun, we did cycling and Pusa teared it up after work.
Well, we had a really nice night. Mm-hmm, a treat-yourself night.
Yeah, it was good. And then my drab, I will say my eye twitch is still a little bit happening. But I will say it's getting better. It hasn't happened in the last like 3 hours, which I'm like, oh my God. Is it over? Is it done?
Hopefully.
I don't know. I hope. But anyway, let's get into this week's 411.
Let's get into it.
So, you guys, what is the 411? What has everybody been up to? What is the hot gossip? Tell me everything. What are you guys listening to? What's the cool jams?
All right. So, first on the 411 front, 21 Savage has been arrested for being allegedly an illegal immigrant in Atlanta. So I don't know if any of you guys knew this, but 21 Savage is from the UK and the meme world went crazy.
Wild. So did this happen during the Super Bowl? Is that like when it happened?
So it happened on the weekend over I think it was last weekend, like while the Super Bowl was happening, and then that's when all the memes were happening.
Okay, so it just kind of went from spread like wildfire.
Exactly. So ICE, who is the illegal immigration peeps, so their spokesman Brian Cox said U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement ICE arrested unlawfully present United Kingdom national Shaya bin Abraham Joseph, aka 21 Savage, during a targeted operation with federal and local law enforcement partners early Sunday in Metro Atlanta. So, yeah.
This is wild. So, like, what happened? Like, why now? Obviously,
So it says authorities say the rapper initially came to the U.S. legally in July 2005 with a non-immigrant visa. When his visa expired in July 2006, he failed to leave the country. And also, I'm pretty sure he has like some crimes like on his record. And they're claiming to say that he's like a danger to the community and stuff.
What?
So
that is wild.
Yeah. So I guess that Demi Lovato had tweeted something during the Super Bowl being like, to be honest, these 21 Savage memes are better than the Super Bowl. And then did like the hands throwing up like confused emoji, I guess.
Yeah.
And then literally everyone attacked her. Like they were calling her like crack whore, like go do more drugs, like go
oh my God. OD
again. Like all these Savage
what
to say.
I'm just, yeah, I have an article here.
Mm-hmm. But so basically, so they were attacking her on Twitter, and then she goes on Instagram stories and is like, I wasn't laughing at the fact that he was deported. I was just laughing about the fact that he was from the UK. Like, who would have known?
Yeah, that's shocking to me. And like, where is his accent? Where is everything? Like, this is like a big time. Like, he has a pretty prominent rap career now. Mm-hmm. He is featured on like tons of albums, mm-hmm. like has like a lot of hits. Like this is like a very public person,
mm-hmm.
and like I would never think that he had an accent or like mm-hmm. it's something he's obviously not been very upfront. Like I'm even looking up his bio right now on like Apple Music and it says mm-hmm. he's from Dominican.
Yeah, it says he reps East Atlanta, so that's
yeah kind of like, and like that's his shtick. Like all his bios are like, oh, he's born in East Atlanta, like mm-hmm. that's his thing. So obviously they kind of kept it on wraps. I just can't get over the fact, like, why was his label not ahead of this or his team? Or, like, I know for, like, a lot of artists, like, the visa is something that, like, they have to take care of. And, like, because mm-hmm. he is an artist, like, there's mm-hmm. a certain kind of visa that's, like, readily available to them. And mm-hmm. he's signed. Like, they could have sponsored him. So I just can't wrap my head around how this was missed. Like, this is kind of huge. He's a huge commodity for them. Like, why wouldn't you get ahead
protect
of it?
That. Well, that's crazy. But
and then I guess fucking Demi, I can't believe that
Wale came and like subtweeted her being like, I don't see how someone's immigration is a joke. I don't get it.
Honestly, and she kind of replied back to that. I'm from this article I'm looking at right now, and she's like, I wasn't laughing at the fact that he was deported. I'm laughing at the fact at these memes about mm-hmm. it because we are all shocked by this mm-hmm. news. Like that's mm-hmm. came out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. And the meme it actually is hilarious. Like I'm looking at it right now. It's literally like the text saying, pen. Yeah, feather pen. It's like, this is what 21 Savage uses to write his lyrics. And then it's like a quill and like a feather mm-hmm. pen and candlelight. Like
it's not even like anything
that's
offensive.
So funny. Like she was everything like, is in meme culture now. Like, why are people getting offended about this? Like, it wasn't offensive whatsoever. Like,
I know, like, can she live?
Yeah.
And then Wale, and then she put on her Insta stories being like, at Wale, you want to talk, answer my DMs. So
yeah, that's like
interesting. And then she had to deactivate
right
her Twitter
now. Yeah, because people were like attacking her.
That's insane.
That's wild.
But Jay-Z has now stepped in and he's trying to help him get a lawyer. So I guess Roc Nation's paying for his lawyer.
Well, yeah, because they're like, oh, frig, we can't let him go. And they should have been ahead of this to begin with, but
so Jay-Z spoke out and said, in addition to being a successful recording artist, Savage deserves to be reunited with his children immediately. Jay-Z said, while adding that his arrest was an absolute travesty. He also reiterated the same points that Savage team has made since the rapper's arrest on Sunday. So just saying like his U visa application has been pending for years.
Really?
Crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, what do you guys think? Was Demi's tweet to Sauvage? Let us know what you think.
All right. And in other news, another thing that kind of came out of the Super Bowl was the identity of the world famous egg meme that beat Kylie Jenner in the most liked photo on Instagram.
Oh.
So the original egg post has more than 52 million likes and Kylie's picture had 19 million likes. So this whole thing, remember we talked about a couple weeks mm-hmm. ago, they were in this competition Anyway, so the creator of this said egg account has come forward and released his identity, and his name is Chris Godfrey, and he is of London in the UK. He works in an advertising and creative industry. So yeah, so this is kind of up his alley. So why an egg, Godfrey explained. An egg has no gender, no race, or religion. An egg is universal.
Apparently they named him Eugene.
Well, yeah, they named it Eugene after. The second act is it was a commercial produced and aired on streaming service Hulu, and it timed to take advantage of the annual Super Bowl ad extravaganza. So in it, the egg shares a story about how going viral has affected its mental health. The quote is, "The pressure of social media is getting to me," the egg discloses in the commercial, after introducing itself. "If you're struggling to, talk to someone." And then the ad directs viewers to the website for the nonprofit Mental Health America. The creators say that the mental health is its first of several causes that the egg, which in their fans now call Eugene, will come to stand for. So they say people have fallen in love with this egg, and Eugene the egg wants to continue to spread positive messages. So yeah, this is funny. What do you think of this? Is it tacky? Is it cheesy? Or is it like you're just kind of commodifying another thing? Or not commodifying, like capitalizing on another viral?
Well, I mean, I think the egg thing, at first it was funny because it was like an innocent thing to be like, you know, Kylie Jenner, she had this egg on the hot pavement and, you know, let's see if we can beat that. Like, I think it was just like innocent fun at first, but I don't know. I think I'm indifferent.
Yeah, I think it's cool. But like another thing that we can relate to as recently, like that Dante guy from Toronto who's doing all the dance memes.
Yeah.
Now he's doing partnerships with like Hershey's and like people. It's kind of like companies are like, what's the next thing that we can use? In the Fiji Water Girl.
Yeah. People are capitalizing.
Yeah, they're
sure.
capitalizing on viral things, and the brands are just attaching themselves to them.
But it's like,
and
is kind this
of going
only
for it.
A 15 minutes of fame situation for these people. Like, they're trying to make it more than that, but it's like after it's over, like,
totally.
Really,
but it's
continue?
Like, I think it's kind of lazy marketing for brands because they're letting the thing do the work for it, and then they're attaching association with it. It's not like the brands are creating it.
I agree 100%.
So but honestly, I think it's great. Like, mental health is definitely something that needs to be talked about, and how funny is it, like, and going viral does affect your mental health. We've seen it time and time again. And cracking under pressure, like, there's so many like analogies and stuff like that that go hand in hand, so I think it's great. But as long as they're spreading positive messages, I think there's nothing wrong with it. But
A lot of people on YouTube are saying they're disappointed. Why? Big disappointment. What, it's so bad. Was
shut
up. Most disappointing commercial ever. And then someone here, I hate how the comments talk about how disappointed they are. Using the platform to raise awareness about the importance of mental health is the best thing that could happen. Honestly, I expected that this page would turn into an advertisement just like other successful Instagram pages. I don't know.
Yeah. So clearly it's a common theme. But yeah, let us know what you think, Chick Chatters. Do you think this is annoying, another commodification of a viral thing, or do you think that it's very positive?
Who was the commercial with? Did you say that already?
Hulu.
I wonder how much they paid. Well, I think that it's like 1.5 million for a 30-second commercial on the Super Bowl.
Jesus Christ.
So like that alone, and then also like I'm sure they had to pay the guy who started the account.
Yeah. Christopher.
Yeah. So I mean, what came with the big egg came some big bucks.
Yeah.
Buk, 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 buk.
What's going to be next? What will it be?
I don't know. On to the next.
Oh, the internet. All right. Coming up next. That's wild. Wow, wow. Wow, 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 wow. Wow, wow, wow. When I was you, all I get is wild. All right, ladies, this week's wild thought stems from an article I came across a couple days ago, which really had me thinking.
Yeah.
So this article is in Broadly, which is an extension of Vice. Basically, this author of the article was doing a little social experiment. Mm-hmm. So she sets it up as she's Saturday afternoon. She just showered, 3 p.m. in the afternoon, and she's bored. She goes, well, I could swipe on Tinder for an hour, or I could scroll through my phone and kind of go through and reconnect with some of the contacts in there I haven't had contact with in a while. And she says, I began meditating on an unhealthy question. How dead are the things that are over? And she goes, well, what if I could be dating someone I already had in my phone? So because she had nothing to lose with these people on a spectacular Saturday afternoon, I decided to stay inside and text you up to every dude in my phone.
Wait, so she did this during the afternoon?
Yeah, like a Saturday in the afternoon. I know when I first read it, I thought that this was like a 3 a.m. thing. But
she
no,
was just trying to be like...
This was a 3 p.m. thing.
Okay.
So... date, like she wants to go on a date with these guys.
Okay.
So
but everybody knows that you up is like insinuating DTF
for sure. You up is kind of like a late night text, but yeah. So that's why probably it was kind of like a curveball. People mm-hmm. are like, why are you
asking that?
Why are you upping me at in the afternoon?
Yeah,
some people probably just woke up. Mm-hmm. They're like, no, I'm not really that up, I just woke up. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so she said that she had two caveats, though, of this experiment.
Okay.
The caveats were she wouldn't text guys with whom she had ended it with because that's cruel. And she wouldn't text people that she'd actually dated because that's self-harm. So she shows like a screenshot of like the people that she was reaching out to. And they're all like funny names. So you know those encounters, like you're out, you meet someone, you the don't nicknames. Really know their name. Yeah, like you exchange a number, like you're
guy from a, bar.
Literally, yeah. So these are some of the things. Aunt French, rando in subway, Pat, govball, Australian, aunt or British guy. Like so
oh
funny.
My God.
So basically she goes, my stomach was in knots, but there's something uniquely pathetic about reaching out to 20 strange men at 3 p.m. saying, the saying attributed to French novelist Guillaume Musou feels appropriate here. When you decide to hit rock bottom, humiliation is part of the deal. So wow. She basically sent this text out to 20 of these guys, and she had kind of a mixed response. But basically what she said, that most people didn't reply, or they replied with wrong number, or they just read it and like didn't respond. So she's
did anyone say anything?
So out of this, she had two guys responded to her. So yeah, so there was one guy she met on Bumble, and then one guy that she just like didn't meet, end up meeting up with like back in the day. So the one guy kind of, he didn't even live in town anymore. So like they kind of didn't go anywhere. But this one guy, she literally texted him at 3:12 p.m. saying, hi, you up? And he's like, hey there, I apologize, but like, who is this? Didn't have your number saved. She goes, oh, it's Maria. How's it going? He's like, hey, I'm great. And she's like, are you still in Philly? And she's like, yeah, dope. And then she literally was like, let's go get a drink. And he's like, okay. And they literally are now going on a date. So,
oh my God,
that's like funny. It's hilarious. But
how it transpired.
She's like, exactly. So she's like, the theory of that brought this to the experience, the odds of getting dates by harassing old contacts in your phone are pretty good. Did I answer my question, though? How dead are things that are over? Maybe things that are over are only sometimes dead. So after this, I read this article. I started scrolling through my phone and being like, what kind of random stuff do I have in here? And I had a bunch of, so I've had my phone, I guess every time I get a new iPhone, you just back it up and then yeah. You keep going. So I have contacts in there that I'm like, I don't even know who this is, like from years and years and years ago. It's like JJ, Bumblebee guy, roof guy,
yeah,
club guy, like so funny. And I'm just like, these are hilarious.
Yeah.
And she's saying as she was texting people, it would bring up the old message thread. So that's kind of how she could decode where she met them from.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, so funny. Would you ever consider doing something like this? Is this Despacito? I think it's hilarious, but I think it's great. But well, I don't know.
Okay, so I actually went into my contacts not too long ago and I did like a full purge.
You did? Yeah. I need to do that.
I detoxified and unfollowed anyone who used to be like an FB to me or anyone that I used to like
date. You did the date. FB cleanse.
Yeah, I did.
I did that on Instagram recently. It was nice.
Sometimes I'll just go into Facebook and do full purges. So I think for me, I mean, because now I've purged my contacts, I don't think I could actually even really do this.
Yeah.
But if I was single,
I think it's a really funny idea.
I would probably do a Tour de France and like recycle some of my oldies.
Exactly. You're like, let's revisit. Oh. Let's reconnect. Because obviously, like, you guys had something in the past and then that happened so many times. Like, I remember when I was on the dating apps, like, you would, like, talk to someone and you'd vibe and you'd, like, exchange numbers and then you get busy and you forget about it. Mm-hmm. And then, but, like, you were interested, but it just kind of, like, that's my biggest problem with dating is I get busy and I forget. And, like, I have...
You're not a good communicator, though.
No, I'm not a good... Exactly. So that makes... When I'm only communicating with someone, like, when you have to put the effort in, it's hard. So I'm just like,
this. You would never do this.
I would... Of course, I would never do this.
You have way too much fucking pride.
I know. I'd be like, bye.
Well, I would never, like, do the you up thing. Like, but I would probably...
I would never say you up, but I would be like... Well, I don't know. I don't know.
I don't think I would go through my phone and randomly text, like, old people, but I would, like, go... like back to the people that I like things ended off well but just like fizzled out, like
for sure
maybe I would revisit it.
I mean, I wouldn't because I'm petty as fuck, but I'm like, you gone, and even if it's my own fault, because most of the time it probably is, but
I would only go back with the people
I think
who
this is a great idea for like ballsy
women
that are like fuck, don't give a fuck, and they're just like yeah, like why not, like people that are braver than me because I'm a chicken shit. But
I wonder if it would actually like transpire into like more.
I mean, well, there's always like those people that you met a couple times and didn't work out, and then you meet again later and then it does work. So
yeah, I mean, you're in different places of your life,
so you never know.
Yeah,
but I think it's a good idea. Just fucking recycle,
reduce, reuse,
and recycle.
Yep,
give it a try, Trick Chatters. Let us know.
Yep.
The Silent Generation. Baby boomers, Gen X. These generations have all had their time in the sun, but there's a new flock on the horizon. The millennials.
So this week on Damn Those Millennials, we came across a really funny trending topic on Twitter. It's called Millennial Commandments. Because
Damn those millennials.
Because the original 10 aren't enough. So people have been, tweeting in and saying things like, hashtag Millennial Commandments. Alexa, tell me the commandments. Thou shall worship no selfie above mine. And then it's like this video roundup. It's like 5 millennial commandments because 10 is too much. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's Wi-Fi. Thou shalt let the phone eat first. Thou shalt pair avocado toast with craft beer. Thou shalt only post selfies with filters. And thou shalt only listen to music on vinyl.
Dead.
What else is it saying?
So funny.
Wait, so it says
let the phone eat first, like meaning you have to take a picture of your food before you eat it.
Yes. So it's like thou shall not live life without recording every single life moment to
and
post
online. Yeah. Thou shall not run out of a battery. Millennial commandments.
Oh my god. Thou shall not, I don't know, that one's
Bob Ross dead.
Thou shall not shave.
Please shave.
Like those kids today, all they care about is this tinsel grass fed? Millennial commandments, thou shalt not covet non-organic foods.
So funny.
There's only 9 because they can't even. Hashtag millennial commandments.
Dead. Wow. That's so funny.
Why are we such a stigma?
I don't know, but we're really funny. I also found another article today. I'm going to read it to you.
Yeah.
It's called The 10 Things Millennial May or May Not Have Killed.
I hate this.
So this is what they said we killed. Starter homes.
Is that like, what's a starter? Like a mini little house?
Yeah. Like, it's just like, it's like your first house, right?
Why have we ruined it? Because we can't even afford to get one?
Exactly. We can't. The inventory is limited, forcing millennials to rent until they can afford bigger homes or more expensive crop of houses. On the bright side.
Or the starter home is their home forever because they can't afford to go bigger than that.
Exactly.
So ridiculous.
Apparently we've killed beer. Wine and spirits seem to be the libations of choice for millennials, causing the beer industry to panic. In mid 2017, Goldman Sachs downgraded Boston Beer Co., Samuel Adams, and Constellation Brands, Corona, as a penetration fell from 2016 to 2017, according to Nielsen data, but the generation is doing its part to keep the craft beer scene alive and well.
Ugh.
So we don't like the...
Like organic capital. Or local?
Yeah, exactly.
Is that local? Do you have any local craft beer?
Any local lagers? Any... Yeah, I love...
Fuck. That.
I love a craft beer. Is this a sour? Canned tuna.
Hoppy. Canned tuna?
Yes. 32% of the consumers between 18 and 23 had purchased canned tuna. Blah, blah, blah. Now we're not doing it anymore. There was a lot of hoopla about having to do with the generation's lack of can openers.
Oh.
I don't even own a can opener, so I get that. But perhaps it's tied to the fact that we've allegedly killed mayonnaise too. Rip tuna salad.
Well, I feel like... Our parents were big on the tuna salad and the egg salad sandwiches.
I don't remember the last time I had tuna.
I have cans in my closet.
Same.
I
have cans
cabinet.
In my shelf too. Have I opened them? No. Have they been from three houses ago? Yes.
Ew.
Yeah.
Those are probably like...
Probably.
Toss those.
I should.
The tuna?
But like, they can't go bad, can
canned
they?
Canned tuna from Costco is lit.
Dead.
It's so good. With a little avocado.
I'm crying.
Lime, lemon... Olive oil,
some snackaroni,
onion cut up. What else? Toss it around. Put it on a little toast or a little rice cracker.
Dead.
Healthy.
Okay. Well, I don't own a can opener. Do you?
Yes. Also, my roommate, who is friends with you, she literally ranted and raved about her amazing can opener. It was like the number one thing. She was like, this is my favorite can opener.
I don't think she had that when we lived together.
I don't know, but she's obsessed with it. It's her prized possession.
That's really funny. Well, Cheller.
I know. We're kind of, I don't know. We don't fall into this category, Cheller and I. I think she likes tuna.
I do, because I don't.
That's okay.
Have it.
You can.
That's okay. Yeah. All right. Napkins. Napkins, another thing we've killed. So according to the Washington Post, young consumers prefer paper towels to napkins. Not only are paper towels multifunctional, millennials may have swept napkins aside because they don't eat at home as often.
True.
Not true for me.
Does that mean...
Yes, not true for me.
Do you make your lunch every day?
No, but...
You eat at home every
day. Listen, if I open up that drawer over there right now, I will give you a couple napkins because I love having nice themed... On brand,
okay.
Beautiful napkins.
That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. I don't own napkins and I never will. I think they're so dumb.
I always seasonal.
Paper towel or wipe it off in your hand. Be a savage.
No, seriously, I buy like cute little napkins at HomeSense. They're
yeah,
so.
Yeah, because you have like a decor-y brain. I'm just like, fuck it. Like,
yeah, that's true.
I don't
true.
Care. I'm like, I don't have time for like the details. Like, I gotta go. I'm not sitting down by myself to have dinner and pulling out my themed napkin.
But
that's not gonna make or break my meal. I don't. I don't have friends
over.
I don't entertain. What are they gonna do? Sit around my coffee table?
Yes, and you can use it as a coaster with your La Croix.
I have real coasters.
Well, that is actually rare to hear considering you don't have napkins.
Well, yeah. We use paper towel or you suck it up. Man up. Rub some dirt in it.
Ew.
All right. Another thing we've killed. Bars of soap. So
I
according
love a good
to
bar of soap.
Market research. Can you stop debunking everything? Oh my God. Mintel, 60% of consumers between 18 and 24 believe bar of soap are covered in germs after use.
What?
Causing sales to fall from 2014 to 2015. Suppose it's to be expected from the generation that treated Bath and Body Works shower gel like the holy grail of cleansing products.
Bath and Body Works is just
fragrance and gross. It's phthalates galore.
But hey, listen, do you remember the time we went to that place and we got our own bars of soap?
Yeah, so I think that's farce. I don't like body wash. I like bars of soap. I like to use natural soap.
Yeah.
Because that's what my
naturopath
and doctor said is good for your vagina. So and your life and your pH balance of your body, because your skin has a pH too. So I don't like to use highly scented things. I like to use natural. So I don't agree with that one. I still use a bar of soap, although they are very tricky to maintain. When they get too small, they fucking slip everywhere and they fall down the drain. So
I love a bar plumber. Of soap. Next, what's the next?
Casual dining chains. In 2017, Business Insider reported that millennials were to blame for the struggles of casual dining chains like Applebee's and Buffalo Wild Wings. In a dramatic turn of events, Steve Joyce, CEO of Dine Brands, which owns Applebee's and IHOP, came to the generation's defense, calling the claim false news. It's true, Applebee's closed 99 locations last year, but that may be the dining masses simply discovered places in which they could actually eat good in the neighborhood. I think that's true. Like, I don't see my friends being like, yo, let's go to Boston Pizza or like Eastside. Like, I, because we're in that's the city, like, and we have Uber Eats. So
also I hate like, chain restaurants.
I know, I don't
except
like
for Taroni.
Yeah, but that's not really like a chain. Yeah, like, they just happen to have two three locations because they make a lot of money because they're delicious. But I
would never go to, like,
I think that's a suburb thing. Like, I know that from my hometown, like, Boston Pizza is literally a hangout.
Like, yo, let's go to BP tonight. Yeah. Like, that's like,
that's like very small town.
That's the club. So
like, they're like, let's go play pool at Boston Pizza.
Yeah, like,
or go to Kelsey's and get a burger.
You hitting BP tonight? Like,
that's a thing. So in the city, they're not as,
where I'm from, they're like, not here. Moxie's, let's go have a cocktail at Moxie's.
That's fun. Moxie's has good cocktails. Anyway.
Chain.
Did. Well, there's chain restaurants in Toronto, but they're only in the highly touristy area. So, like, by the theaters and by the stadiums or that, too. Because when the basics come in from the suburbs, they need to know where to go.
What's that one by the bowling place?
Jack Astor's.
Jack Astor's can go fuck themselves.
Oh, you heard it here first, folks.
Yep.
Okay, another thing we've killed is fabric softener. According to Downey, the maker, Procter & Gamble's head of global fabric care, most millennials don't know what the product is for.
That's true.
Sales were down 15% from 2017 to 2015. Yeah, 2007 to 2015. I don't know what it's for. I just know it makes you smell good.
All I use are Tide Pods because it's easy and I don't have to measure any kind of...
Yeah, you drop it in and go.
And
toss
then
and go.
I use dryer sheets because it just
What does it do? Do we know?
Fabric softener?
Yeah. I think I literally don't even know. Dryer sheets are like anti-static. I don't
fucking
know.
Yeah, static
know.
And then like
Mom!
It softens the towels.
Mom,
and
what
stuff.
Is it?
No, literally, what the hell? Also, I'm like, I want to use bleach, but I'm too afraid.
Same. I'm scared
like,
of bleach.
Like, do you just pour it in on top of your whites? Like, I don't know.
I don't know, because sometimes it makes them yellow. Like, what is a bleach? Like, how do you properly use it? Can someone please tell us? We need like a housewife or
my
like
my boyfriend would know. He knows all
does
these.
Does he bleach
things.
His
yeah.
clothes?
He'll be like, he's like, do you have any whites? I want to like bleach them. And I'm like, yeah, here. And I like give it to him. But I just pretend like I know what he's doing. But I actually don't know.
I don't know either. And I'm actually scared. Like there's like a.
I'm scared.
I have a cover I really want to bleach. But I've had bad experiences when I haven't even bleached things. I've just put regularly washed clothes. And then
that's happened to me too with lace.
Yeah.
White lace. Did it, was it lace?
The stain. No, it's been like a bunch of stuff. The like detergent stain, like it's this detergent's bleached it.
Have you ever had like white sneakers and then you like fill the sink with water and then you put bleach in the water and then you dunk the sneaker in and then it turns it yellow and you're like, fuck.
Oh my God. No, that's sad.
Yeah.
I just like magic eraser them.
Yeah, true.
Okay. Another one is cereal.
I love cereal.
I love cereal too.
That's a fucking lie.
But it comes in waves for me. Like I'll go through a big cereal wave and then I won't eat it for 6 months. And then I'll be like, yeah, I need a snack.
Mm-hmm.
And it's cereal.
You and I, we love Heritage Flakes.
Heritage Flinks.
Heritage. Heritage.
Yeah. That's an inside joke, but
I also love it. Cheerios.
Oh, random.
I know, super random.
I love cashew. You got me cashew? addicted to cashew.
Yeah. Love it. Cheerios. Love Heritage Flakes.
I actually
don't mind mini wheats.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I know. So I love a cereal, but it's just we don't eat them with milk anymore. We eat it with like almond milk.
Yeah.
Because like health. What?
Yeah, what's happening?
What's happening?
You're like twitching.
Really?
Your eyes are like going.
I have an eyelash in my eye, but I'm just trying to truck along because I'm doing it for the pod. Okay.
Continue.
So, Say It Isn't So, 2006, Mintel surveyed millennials and found that 40% said cereal was an inconvenient breakfast choice because it required cleaning up after eating. The fun fact certainly doesn't do generation any favors in terms of how generations view its work ethic.
Okay, but how is that inconvenient?
It's easy.
It's the easiest one. Like, throw what are you going to do? Make a scrambled egg?
Well, I guess it's like you have to clean a spoon and a bowl. But that's so
if
funny.
If you make an egg or if you do toast with like, I guess, that's still a plate and a knife.
I don't know. That's so funny. I still eat cereal, same. But I get the morning thing. Like,
can't stop, won't stop.
Okay, this one is the best.
Okay.
Another thing we have killed is restaurant chains. And for this, the elders owe their sincerest gratitude. So in a tribute to the Me Too movement or millennials, a general lack of interest in casual dining restaurants, but young folks are steering clear of places like Hooters. The number of locations dropped from 2012 to 2016, causing the chain to redesign its decor and menu to attract more millennial and female customers. What do you think of this? Have you ever been to a Hooters? I've never been to a Hooters.
I've never stepped into one, but Andaria used to work
at Hooters?
Yeah.
That's jokes.
When she first moved to Toronto, she worked here. Or at the one on, I think, John and
Yeah,
Adelaide.
There's only one in Toronto, no?
Yeah, but I think there's
Did
some
Did she
other.
Make good money?
Yeah, she loved it. Like, she was, like, all about it.
I feel like it'd be fun, but, like, I've never had boobs, so I've never, like, I just got boobs this year because, and they're not even big, so I wouldn't do well there, but
I would never go into a Hooters.
Yeah, I would never
not even
go. But there's other ones. There's, like, the Tilted Kilts and, like, Ceph 2, like, it's just kind of like you have to wear a short skirt and have your boobs out. But like, how is that different than like nightclubs?
Yeah, like.
But still, I know I would.
I
never
think it's the whole like dining aspect.
Yeah,
like,
I don't think it's the Me Too movement. But like, I think, and also like, people aren't as focused on boobs anymore. It's all about the butt now.
Yeah.
Thank
no
God.
No one really cares about boobs, I feel like.
Yeah, so that sucks.
Like, guys would like a girl with a boob and a butt, but if the girl had no boob and a butt, he would like it. Like, but if she had no butt and boob, you're out.
Yeah, it's very 90s. It's a big 90s
yeah.
look.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just worried of how it's going to switch again. Like, what's the next thing going to be? Like, skinny legs and big arms? Or is it like, what's it going to be? Are boobs going to come back? Are small eyebrows going to come back?
Oh, I hope not.
Are chunky highlights going to come back? Like, what's going to be next?
Oh. Let us pray that none of these horrid trends come
back. I like the big butt movement because I've had a big butt my whole life and now I can finally be like,
big booty bitches.
Yeah.
Big booty bitches.
Shout out to the big booty bitches.
Yep.
Yeah.
Live it.
It's our time.
Yep.
To shine.
Wow.
Well, that was fun. Mm-hmm. Damn those millennials.
Damn them. All right. It's time for us to say goodbye.
Da-na. I don't know. Oh, I wasn't ready for that. I fucked it up. Sorry. But it is.
Sorry.
It's time for us to say goodbye.
The time of day.
Danielle's favorite time.
I'm sorry.
She loves to sing.
I actually don't. I just do it for some reason here.
She does it for the show. She does it for you guys because we love you. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you. For tuning in.
Follow us on Instagram at the Chick Chat Podcast. Mm-hmm. DM us your responses, your questions, and topics you want us to talk about. Because we do this for you guys. We do it because we love you. And
rate,
we want to chat.
Comment. Subscribe.
I'm going to go home and eat my tuna with a napkin.
Great.
Jokes. No,
send
I'm
me
not,
a snap.
Said Sarah, never.
Okay, but listen, Chick Chatters. Thoughts on us doing our podcast, with a little bit of a live segment.
That was do a live feed.
Instagram live while we do our pod.
And we're going to have some guests coming up. So why don't you guys DM us on some people you want us to talk to and what you want us to talk to them about. Maybe bring some boys on.
Oh my God, yes.
Maybe bring some influencers on.
Influencer.
Influencer. You know? Let us know. We love ya. Have a great day.
And I'm here to talk about celebrity gossip.
Yeah. Lauren is guest hosting, guest appearance.
Guest speaking appearance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is good. Unbreak my heart.
Yeah. Okay, I don't know the rest of that song.
Say you love me again. Say you love me again.